Okay, let's get into the next daf. Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Nun Dalet. We started Paraket Sadet Solin about roasting the Korban Pesach. We know there's a mitzvah to roast it. One is not allowed to cook it. It has to be barbecued on a shpud, on a spit. The Mishnah said a wooden spit, because if it would be a metal spit, so then the fire, the heat of the metal would also take part in cooking the Korban Pesach, and it has to be Tzli Eish. It can't be Tzli Mateches. And that is what the Gemara argued on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you could use a Shbucha Mateches, but the Chachamim say, no, you cannot use a Shbucha Mateches. No, you have to use a wooden one. And that's what the Rambam says in Peraches, in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam discusses all of these halachos, and the Rambam says, let me just find in Peraches all the details of Korban Pesach. Remember, Korban Pesach is the first set of halachas that are mentioned here in Karbanos. Peraches, achilas basar ha-pesach, balach ha-misha, asar mitzvah sasei, shenemer v'achlas ha-basar balal hazeh, eating the Korban Pesach, tzli'eishu matzos al-morom yachluhu, v'in matzo umar ma'akvin, imlo matzo matzo maror, yasli chavaso, ba'achilas basar ha-pesach levado. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, even without the matzah and the maror, you still yotzei. Avo maror below Pesach eino mitzvah shenemar marorim yochluhu, and that's in conjunction, right? This could be the only mitzvah d'oraisa to eat a secondary food in conjunction with another, and that's why one of the approaches, I think we might have discussed this weeks ago, one of the approaches to the shita of the Rush that says that the reason that you need a kezayis or maror is because in the bracha we say al achilas maror and ein achila b'chusim mikezayis. And all the achronim ask, does the Rush mean that literally? I mean, do you have to eat a kezayis or maror because it's a mitzvah achila, mitzvah d'arayis of achila? So I'm saying the Rush doesn't mean it. The bracha is a siman, not a siba. But the Pajib Shad of the Rosh is that it's because of the bracha. So midaraisa, you wouldn't need a kezayis. So Achron and come up with many creative pshatim. What exactly is the pshat of the Rosh that you wouldn't need a kezayis, even though it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? So one of the ideas that the Achronim say is that maror inherently is accompanying eating. There's no parallel to it in all the world of halacha. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa maror along with the Korban Pesach. It's not an independent mitzvah. Not like matzah. Matzah has an extra pasuk of Be'er Tochlu Matzos. Maror doesn't. Maror is only, that's why maror is Rabbanan today, because you don't have the Korban Pesach. But in the days of the Korban Pesach was a mitzvah zachila of kezayis, but maror was not. So maybe that's part of why midaraisa you wouldn't have needed. But the Rambam continues, mitzvah mana muvchar. Lechol b'sar pesach achila sova. What we mentioned a couple of days ago is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Yerushalmi has a din d'rabbanan that so you don't come to eat break the bones. It's a mitzvah to eat it al ha sova. But the mechilta that the Kesef Mishnah quoted seem to say it's d'oraisa. The Rambam also sounds like it's d'oraisa. At least a lechadchila mitzvah mana muvchar. Sounds like a lechadchila on a d'oraisa level. Lechol b'sar pesach achila sova. Lefichach im hikriv. Shalmei chagiga bar ba'asar, ochal meyem tchila v'yachar kach, ochal b'sar ha-pesach, kedei lisboa mimenu. But again, alach soba doesn't mean you're already full and then you eat it. It means that you become satiated from the Korban Pesach. Kedei lisboa mimenu. V'im lo achal ela kizayis, yotzei dei chavaso, and if you only ate a kizayis, you are yotzei the mitzvah. V'chein achilas b'sar pesach sheni, b'lachamisha asar l'chodesh ir. The eating of the pesach sheni, on Leil 15th of Chodesh Iyar, also mitzvah saseh, shnemar bo, almotzah zumrorim, yochluhu. And here's the Rambam that's related to us now. Ushneihem, einon echalim, tzli'esh. Right, tzli'esh, we'll have to learn in the ninth parak, which halachas of Pesach apply to Pesach Sheni, which doesn't. A lot of the halachas that have to do with the inherent, carbon apply, and therefore roasted. Tzli'esh, v'ha'ochal mehem kizayis na, o mevusha b'leili psachim. Somebody eats a kizayis of non-roasted, loke, shenemar, al tochlu mimenu na, uvashem mevusha b'mayim. Al is a lashon of, losasei. Ochal na, umevusha ke'echan in a loke, la'achas, levishneim nechalu, b'lav echad, v'chulu. Av ochal mimenu kizayis tzli mibod yom, aral mitzazaseh, if you ate when it's before it got night. Shvachshemar v'chlu asa basar, Balayla hazeh, balayla v'lo bayom, balava b'machal asei, aseihu. And that's what the Rambam continues, that it has to be roasted, ein solon as a pesach, al gabi kli even o kli mateches, shenemar tzli eish, lo tzli davar acher. says the Rambam in Halacha Tes. Vein solon also b'shpurshom atachas, where we pass like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, shereyashpod cham kulo fitzole mikomo, and the place where it's touching the metal would be roasting it, and therefore you can't use a metal. We pass against Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we get it where we're up to. Nun gimel beis, five lines up from the bottom. So is tani. Some say, unlike the Brisa says, the opposite of what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says you stick it in the through the mouth and it comes out the other side of the animal. And the part that's at the end of the stick lechora is a little bigger, so it leans down with the mouth facing down. The Brisa says the opposite. Is tani tochvo mi beis nekuvaso achu magila tochpiv. You stick it from the back of the animal all the way through the mouth. Saldaite dehadin tanya barya. The Gemara says the opinion of this. Brisa, chosev ahovcho. It's not a machlokes. It means after you do what you did in the Mishnah, then you flip it. Then you take it off. You want it to be roasted well, right? That's what the Karban Eda here says. Lesof, chosev ahovcho, shehe nitzle mikolat studin. You want it to be roasted from all different sides. So therefore, you go one way, and then you go the other way. Period. Ma. So now, what's the next question? Ma will go with the pshat of the Moshe of Chaim Kanievsky. Ma, what is the pshat of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? We had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you take the innards and the legs that you had cut off and you put it inside the animal, and that's how you roast it. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't do it that way. Rabbi Kiva says that's like cooking it inside with the natural liquid of the animals. You have to hang it next to it. Tolin chutzalo. So Gemara asks now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says you could put it inside, why is that allowed? Why is that allowed to roast it inside? Ki yarech avid lakrav yasei glili? Is it like a thick thigh? Meaning if I roast a big piece of meat, so I roast it, even the upper side of the meat is considered roasted, even though that side was not touching and facing the fire. It's one big fat piece of meat. And if it's one fat piece of meat, so then that's what's the whole piece of meat is considered roasted, even though one side is not facing. So maybe so too, that's what Rabbi Yosei Glili says. It's inside the animal, but it's like one thick piece of meat, and therefore it is considered, still considered roasted. That's number one. Oh, cry darish. Or it's based on a pasuk, zeres akasuf. Right? It's not that it's like a thick piece of meat and it's a svara. It's not a svara. It's based on a zeres akasuf, that this is how you have to roast the Karban Pesach. Cry darish, rosho, al kra'av, va'al kirbo. That's the question. What's the svara for Rabbi Yosei Aglili? Again, is it because it's like a thick piece of meat, a svara, or is it because of the special pasuk? My nafka mina, my nafka mina. The Gemara quotes three nafka mina. Three nafka mina, for this machlokas. Number one, tzlayo bigidi shel chulin. What if you roasted it in a chulin goat? Right? You didn't put it into the Karban Pesach. You roasted it, right? You don't have to roast the Karban Pesach. As we'll see, if you roasted one, a part of it and then part of it, one after another, that might still be kosher. So here, what if you roasted the rest of the animal, then you roasted this innards inside a chulin animal? So would that be okay? Is that called roasted? See, Tamar, ki yarech ave leker, we say, lili, if you say like the first side, it's like a thick thigh, we're switching the gears to kosher, that would be kosher. Because it's all based on svara, so this is considered roasted. You're roasting it in a chulin animal, but it's all called roasted, and therefore it's kosher. Itamar kri darish, but if you say it's based on the pasuk, zeres hakasuv, that this is how you're supposed to roast the Karban Pesach, rosh al krav al kirbo pasul, then it's going to be pasul because you know this is not how you're supposed to do it. Not you're supposed to do it, right? You have to do it in the Karban Pesach. So nafkamina number one, nafkamina number two, chatach mimenu basar. What happened if you cut a piece of meat? If you cut part of it, you cut part of the Karban Pesach. You didn't roast it whole. You cut part of the Karban Pesach and you roasted it. So again, if you say like Rabbi Yossi Haglili, right? So then it would be kosher in this case. We're talking about, I didn't clarify, we're talking about where you cut a piece of meat, not the innards, and you put it inside also. Just like the innards were inside, you take a piece of the Karban Pesach and you roast it inside. So the Gemara says, in if you say it's based on the svara of, it's called a thick piece of meat. It's called a thick, like you're roasting it. It doesn't have to face the fire, then kosher. This would be kosher too, because you're roasting the piece of meat that's inside. But itemar is based on exeris akasa that this part of the animal should be roasted this way. Itemar kroi darish rosho al krav al kirbo pasul. That is possible because the Karban Pesach should be roasted whole, only rosho al kra'av al kirbo. Only certain parts of the animal should be inside the animal. That's the gzeras hakasav, but not other parts of the animal. Two, three, third nafkamina, slayo bechevel shel kedera. What if you roasted these innards not inside the Karan Pesach, but in an empty pot in the air? In the air of an empty pot. Bechevel shel kedera. Again, if it was filled with liquid, that would be called boiling or cooking, and that would not be allowed. But if it's an empty pot, so what's the halacha then? And if you say that roasting doesn't have to be mamish, everything facing the fire, but it's like a thick piece of meat, and therefore the upper side is also considered okay, so kosher. Again, we flip the girsa. This would be okay because it's going through the pot, and the bottom of the pot is being roasted, and it goes through to the top of the pot. Itamar kroy darish, but if you say again, it's based on girsa kosher, rosho al krov al kirbo pasul, then it's going to be pasul because it says you're supposed to roast it inside the carbon, inside the animal, not inside a pot, and it wouldn't be what you're supposed to be doing, and therefore that would be pasul in that case. The Gemara just ends off this section and says, "Lo kein tam." Still, even if you say it's the first side, ki yarech ave, you say it's like a thick thigh. Is it the same with a pot? Lo kein tani tsliyesh lo tsli kedera. Is that called tsliyesh? You're roasting it in the fire. Tsli kedera. It's like roasting it in the pot, right? So what is it should be possible anyway. Right? Even according to the first side, we're saying, oh, according to the, it's like a yarech ava, then it'll be kosher because it's just like you're roasting, just like you roast the outside of the animal and this is the inside, so it's the pot. No. It should still be possible, shouldn't it? Shouldn't that be called sli kedera, not sliyesh? Answer, shani la benogia begufer shel kedera. No. When we have the drasha that you can't roast it, sli kedera, that means if it's touching the kedera. Right, if the kedera is metal, or even if it's a different material, then it's being heated by the material, by the surface of the kedera. That's where it's a problem. But nogea begufa shel kedera, that would be a violation of tsliyesh. But if it's hanging in the kedera, it's tsli hanging in the kedera, then it would be okay. Then it would be okay. That wouldn't be a problem, says the Gemara. And again, this halacha is quoted by the Rambam. There's no Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch does not talk about Hilchos Karan Pesach. We'll get to related halachas, which are a little bit later, but Rambam says in Paraches Halacha Yud Aleph, that same Parak, Paraches of Hilchos Karan Pesach, Rambam says in towards the end, Noga Habasa Bachar Social Tanur, if the meat touched the side, the surface of the Tanur, Yiklof Es Bekomo, you have to cut off that edge, B'vdei Shu Tzli Hacheres, because that's not Tzli Esh, Tzli Hacheres, and that part is ruined. That part is ruined. Again, you have to make sure, hopefully you have a kezias besides that extra part. But if it touches that part, that is a problem. The Rambam ends off, by the way, just that perek. We're going to get to this later. Kfar bi'arnu b'kama makomos. Sheina pesach ne'achal ela ar chatzos kedei laharchik min ha'aveira. Right, the Rambam says that first mission shas, right? Okar and Pesach is only eaten until chatzos so that we are machik from an aveira. Even though midaraisa is longer, v'din Torah sheyochal kol alayla sheyala amud hashachar. Midaraisa, it's still amud hashachar. Midrabanan, we want laharchik, that's why we finish at chatzos. V'kfar biyarno b'hilchas chamitzu matzah, shuton halel b'shas achilaso, v'she'en b'nei chabura chosun v'ochlin, achar shenirdimu b'sheina afilu b'tchilas halaylo. So different halachas of eating the Karan Pesach, the Rambam notes for us there, when and how, and if somebody falls asleep. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hada Amra. But from this discussion that we just had, Kroy Darish, right? From we see that Kroy Darish that is based on the Xeris HaKasav. The following case is going to prove that sad. The following case that the Gemara is about to quote is going to prove the second sad, meaning not the case of, it's a thick piece of meat, ki yarech avelah, but we're going to prove from the following that it's really based on a gzeras hakasav. Hada amra, the following is kroy darish. Hakol modim, everybody agrees, ba'alav. Whenever it says the word alav in the Torah, it might not mean on, but it could mean on the side of. Alav shehu samach. Alav can mean samach. Parkarman Eidek here quotes the pasuk of beginning by Midbar. Va'alav matem menashe. Next to it, I think it was Ephraim, is Menashe. So alav there means next to. Ma'pligin ba'al. The machlokas is What about when it says the word al? It says in the pasuk, the Karmanita quotes it in Vayikra Chavdalid, Venasata al hamaareches levonazaka. You put on al maareches, the maareches of the lechem aponim. You put on the you put al the shulchan, the levonazaka, right? The levona, the frankincense. We know that the Kohanim are only allowed to eat the lechem aponim. Right? Lechem aponim is an example of a mincha. A mincha is kachet kachim. Only male Kohanim could eat it in the Azara. So that's only after their matir the bazichi levona. The bazichi levona is compared in the Gemara Menachos to the kometz, a regular Kohen mincha. Right? A Kohen does kemitza. Kemitza is parallel to shechita. You do kemitza, then you walk over to the mizbeach, and then you burn the kometz. And after you burn the kometz, that's when the rest of the mincha is hutar leechol. So it's the same thing with the lechem aponim. Lechem aponim has these bazichin, bazichi levona. Once you're maktir, the bazichi levona, so that's when you could eat the lechem aponim. So there it says, put the bazichi levona al, right? Al hamareches. What does al mean? That's a machlokas. Avishal omer al hamareches, samuch lamareches. It means next to. Al mean, just like alav meant next to. This is next to. What does next to mean? It means there was a space in between the two columns of six, and in between there you hung the Bazichin, right? Samuch l'ma'areches. For Rabbanan amrim, al ma'areches, al gaga shama'areches. Rabbanan say, no, on top. Al means on. On top of the ma'areches, that's where you put the bazichin. So machlok is abishol and Rabbanan. So Asya says the Gemara to Abishol. Abishol who says that it can mean next to al k'Rabbi Akiva. It's like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah who says that you could put the innards next to the Karan Pesach. Rosho al k'Rav al k'Rbo. You put it next to the head of the animal. So the Abishol says you could, al means on the side. You have the word al by lechem upon him, and you have the word al here by Karan Pesach. So he goes like Rabbi Akiva. Udrabanan Rabbi Yaseglili. And the Rabbanan who say in our, in al, in the lechem upon him context, al means on top of, holds like Rabbi Yaseglili. It has to be inside, so it's on top of the, Karban Pesach. It's in it, itself. But what do you see from this whole discussion? Right? Where basically we see it's based on the Gzeiras HaKasuv. Right? Gzeiras HaKasuv and not based on, right? He takes it literally. Not just based on a svara of ki yarech aveh. So that's based on, the Pasuk. Good. A little bit more about the Lechem Aponim and then, we'll, mention something about it. Rebbe Omer Afilu Asan Shnei Sedarim Shel Arba Esrei. Rebbe says, even if you did extra, let's say you made 14 loaves instead of 12 loaves. You're supposed to make 14 loaves. If you made 14 loaves, Roan Es Ho'el Yonos Kilu Einan Va'atachtonos Ksheros. You view, right, this 7 and 7 instead of 6 and 6, you could put the bazichin on and it's as if the extra ones aren't there. Roanus al Yonas Kiluin, and you see the upper ones as if they're not there. It's as if there's only six and not seven. Fatachtonus Sheros, and the bottom six are kasher. What's the chiddush? You don't say that there's a chatzisa between the bazichin and the extra lechems. See the bottom carbon eda. Yafilu hachi ki yav levona zaka aleim kasher. And even so, you have these extra loaves. Still, if you put the lavona, the clear frankincense, the pure frankincense is kosher. Umasha chalos al yonos mafsikin beina marechos beina lavona. The extra chalos are mafsik. Eino posel. Zolobina abasamach. It doesn't possible because, as we'll see, according to Rebbe, al means next to. And therefore, the al, the bazichin, could be next to the six and six. It's not on top of the seventh one, which then it would be a hefsik. Like the Gemara says now, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Va'abishol, B'shitas Rebbe Meir B'sholchan. Rebbe, who just says here that it's not a hefsek, and Abishol, who says al means on the side, are holding like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, regarding the dimensions of the Shulchan, a discussion in Masechet Menachos, that there's enough space between the rows to hang the Bazich Levona next to the Lechem, and that's where you put it. So that's why it's not a hefsek for the extra loaves, because anyway, the bazichin are not on. Al is not al, doesn't mean on, but al means next to bitzad. Period. So that is the little bit of a discussion, of a parallel discussion of al meaning next to, like al here by Karan Pesach also means next to. Interesting, the lechem aponim is first discussed in Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Tetzaveh is about the structure of the Mishkan and all the kalim of the Mishkan. How do you build the menorah and how do you build the walls and the krushim and the urios. It's all about the structure. It's not about the mitzvahs. It's not about the avoda. And yet, the psukim in Tetzaveh describe that you put the lechem upon him in the shulchan. And the achronim are bothered, why does it talk about it there? Right? Put it later. Right? When you talk about the avodas hamishkan, why do you have to have that in Tetzaveh? So our achronim say, you see that it must be that the shulchan is not a full shulchan by definition unless it has the lechem on it. That's part of the definition of the shulchan. Right? It might not be the same thing for menorah. You might see the menorah is the menorah even without any oil in it. Right? It's still, it's a menorah. But the shulchan is not a shulchan. Shulchan requires the lechem upon him in order for it to be part of the hagdara of the shulchan. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumin Musafin discusses the mitzvah of lechem upon him, and the mitzvah is not just right. The eating the lechem upon him, that's just part of the mitzvah of achilas karban mincha by all male kohanim. But the Rambam says there's a mitzvah to be misader. Mitzvah zaseh lesader. This is Hilchos Tumin Musafin Perach Hamishi, fifth parak. Mitzvah zaseh lesader lechem upon him b'chol yom Shabbos al shulchan lefnei Hashem. It's a mitzvah, right? The Kohanim switched the lechamim every Shabbos, right? That's when the Mishmar was switched, and that's when the lechamim switched. On the Shulchan, Lifnei Hashem, Beheichal, Shenemra, Beyom HaShabbos, Beyom HaShabbos, Yarichenu. Every Shabbos, that's when it was flipped. And then the Rambam adds, V'davar barer batorah. Interesting, Lashon, right? The Gemara says, you know, that it's, mefurish, right? The no sekelim here, but it's still an unusual Lashon that the Rambam would quote that. V'davar barer batorah, shu shtemes rechalos, Kalchala shnei esronim, va'urchen also shnei sedarim, two rows, two columns. Sheish chalos b'kol seder, chala al gabi chala. You have chala al gabi chala in the two. Uvein kol shtei chalos, shlosha kanim, shalzav. And you have golden little pegs in between, kidei sheitei ruach min hashevis bo, so that the ruach, it doesn't get moldy, even though it was a nace, that it stayed fresh anyway, but ain't somchan ala nace, and therefore you put these kanim in to keep air, so the air could go through and keep it fresh. The somech, kol amaracha b'shtei ksavos, and you hold up the two rows with these poles. The nostin bitzad, right, the Rambam Paskin's like this. Bitzad kol maracha kli sheish bo kometz lavona. On the side of every pile, on the side. So al, the Rambam Paskin's can mean on the side of every pile, kli sheish bo kometz lavona, shenemar v'rasata ala mareches, lavona zakap. You put it next to, v'kli zehu nikra bazich. Nipsu shnei kamse lavona b'shnei bazichin. There are two bazichin, one next to every loaf. V'shulayim ha'yil bazichin. There was shulayim, there was a banim, k'li she'enichum ala shulchan. And as we said before, the kohanim were not allowed to eat the lechem aponim until the bazichin were huktar. Right? That's like the kometz for a regular mincha. That was the job of the bazichin that were used. Again, if you ever saw the lechem aponim, the pictures of them, they're heavy and they're thick. They're big. They're big. It's not just a little loaf, but they're big. So the Rambam continues and describes the Sidur HaLechem and the eating and the Zman HaLechem. Good. So we continue now. Says the Gemara, top of Nundalam Beis here, second line. Toch bar. Toch bar. That means inside, outside. Divrei, we're going to flip these names. Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says the Karban Pesach was called the inside-outside Karban. We'll see why it's called the inside-outside carbon. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Makulas. It was called the carbon with a helmet. Makulas means like a helmet. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains. Asya, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfin, who said it's like a helmet, it's like Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say in our Mishnah? That the innards are put next to the head. So it's as if it looks like the head has a helmet. Right, the head of the Karban Pesach has a helmet with these innards. So Rabbi Tarfon, who calls it a helmeted Karban, follows Rabbi Akiva. Ud Rabbi Shmuel, who says you put some of the innards inside. Rabbi Yosei Aglili, right? It's like Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who says that you put it inside. So some parts are roasted inside, some parts are roasted outside. That's why it's called a Toch Bar Karban. Toch Bar Karban. The Tanya Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Rabbi Yosei Aglili continues and says, Ezo Ze Gedima Kulas. What's Gedima Kulas? Gdima kulas is an isser or a mitzvah, right? Depending how you have it. Gdima kulas is a helmeted gedi. Roasting a gedi, roasting the goat in the way that the Karban Pesach was roasted. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, on Daf Chav Beis in the Bavli, has two deyos whether it's a great thing to have gedima kulas on the night of Pesach, or it's a terrible thing. Right? On the one hand, you might say it's a great thing. Why? Because it's a zecher. Right? We don't know. We don't remember what the But the Korban Pesach was like, so just like we shake a lulav all 7 days, and we do a lot of things that are what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, we'll have a Gedim HaKulos on the Lel HaSeder to remember what they did for Korban Pesach. That's Rabbi Gamliel. And the Chacham say, no, that's Nireh Ke'ochal Kachem Bachutz. Right? It's a danger. Right? So you have this interesting dichotomy of trying to do and remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, and yet, if you do too much of it, then it'll look like you're violating and not doing something in the Beis HaMikdash that you're supposed to. So that's the Mishnah in Beis HaChabez and Beis in the Bavli. Rabbi Gamliel, Osin Gedima Kulas B'Lei Lepsachim. V'Chachamim Ostrin. Cham Aser, they said you can't do a Gedima Kulas, because it looks like Rashi says there. B'Bnei Shadoma L'Kadshim. V'Yomru Mutta L'Hakdash L'Echol Kadshim Machutz. People think that it's mutter to be makdish and any kachem machutz. So therefore, that's a gedim akulas. So what is gedim makulas? What does that mean? Let's say according to the Rabbana, we paskin it's aser. So eze gedim makulas, kulotzli. It's only if it's totally roasted. It's got to look like exactly like the Korban Pesach for it to be a problem. Kulotzli, rosho akrav al kirbo. As we said, like the rosho akrav al kirbo, like the pasuk says, shalak miksas o bishel. Just hara. This shouldn't be confused. This isser of gedima kulas is not the same as the minhag. There's minhagim of not to eat certain types of roasted foods on the night of the seder. But that's different. That's totally a minhag. We had that earlier in the perek makam shenagu. But this is a separate din isser drabanan not to eat a gedima kulas. So what's it going to do? It's only if it's totally roasted whole rosh al krav al kirbo shalach miksas obishal miksas. What if it's overcooked or cooked at all? Ein ze gedima kulas. Cooking, because Korban Pesach can't be cooked. So, if you cook it, it's okay. Machnis in Gedim HaKulas, Be'lil Yantav HaRishon Shel Chag. And there's no problem with having it on the first night of Sukkot. Chag. U'biyantav HaAchron Shel Pesach. Or the last night of Pesach. No problem. Machnisim, and also Machnisim Egel HaKulas, Be'lil Yantav HaRishon Shel Pesach. Avalo Gedim HaKulas. An Egel Makulas, that's no problem, because that also can't be Korban Pesach. It's a cow. It's a calf. But not Gedim HaKulas. That last line seems to be repetitive. The Mefarshim wonder what that's including. Right? There's some say maybe it includes even the daytime. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that's Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah in Tafayin Gimel gives us is eating and roasting what's on the Seder plate. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, you should eat what's on the Seder plate. Eat what's on the Seder plate the next day. The Chai Adam is upset about it. Kasa b'Chai Adam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam in Tafayin Gimel Lamed Beis. Ra alai hamaisa. I think most people, by the time that the Seder is over, you know, the shank bone and the egg are pretty, they're not in good condition, let's just say. So Kasa b'Chai Adam. Ra alai hamaisa. Shezorkin azroa. V'hu bizui mitzvah. U mitzvah laniach b'yantav, right? So you should, it's bizui. Bizui, you should eat it. Eat it. Okay, I don't know if that most people eat it, but that's the discussion. Some say that maybe this extra line is including the daytime, but if not, it's just repeating. Tani, Amar Ebios, Tavdas, right, in the Bavli, it's Todos. It's with one Vav, but here it's two Vavs. So Tavdas is Romi, Hinegas, and she Romi, she Ochlin, Gedim, Kulasim, Belele, Psachim. So Todas, or Tavdas, is Romi. In Rome, he had them all eating the Gedim, Kulas, this helmeted goat on Leil Pesach. Shalchochan, the Chum heard about it, and they said, the Amrullah, they said to him, Ilule Sha'at Tavdas, lo hayinim manadin oscha. Right? If you wouldn't be Tavdas, if you wouldn't be Todas, we would put you in Chayrim. Terrible. It looks like you're eating Kachim Bachutz. Right, so he didn't think it was a problem. He thought it was just a kavod Beis HaMikdash. Ma'u Tavdas, what exactly did he do to merit such a kavod from the Rabbanan? Amar Rav Chananya, davi mishaleach panasas on the Rabbanan. He took care of the rabbis. He was mefarnes the rabbis, right? He took care of the Korban Eidah, shayim esayah l'chachamim b'parnasasan. She knows in Schora, he helped them in business, so he helped them. But what was their problem with him? Lo nimseis mevias harabim lidei achilas kachim b'chutz. Right? Aren't you bringing, it looks like people are eating Korbanos Bachutz. Shekala maybe it's a rabbin, the achilas kachim bachutz, sarach nidui. Because anybody who brings that, such a terrible, looks like people are eating kachim bachutz, or maybe if they do this, then they will come to eat actual kachim bachutz, sarach nidui. That requires, excommunication in that case. Interesting, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, collects all the Mamari Chazal from all over the place, and he lists off all of the 24 activities that merit, in a bad way, nidui, that merit being put into chayrim. Arba ve'esrim dvarim, the Rambam says in Perek Vav, Vilchas Talmud Torah, arba ve'esrim dvarim menadenas adam, bein ish, bein isha. Ve'eluhin, he goes through, starts off with some big ones, hamavaze es achacham, afilu lachar moso, hamavaza shliach bezdin, kore lachavero eved, mizalzel badavar echan midivrei sofrim, v'yitzroch lomer midivrei Torah, right? You make fun of different laws, you're at makabal the din, but then it gets to specifics. Specifics, mechal yom tov sheni shel Golias, afal pishu minhag, hose malacha be'erev pesach achar chatzos, maske shem shemayim levatala, mevi es harabim lidei chilul Hashem. That's 14. 15, hamevi es harabim lidei achilas kachim bachutz. That's one of the items on the list of the 24. Interesting that that's the item. Machshilas ha'iver. Some of these are just averos. Lifne'iver. But the Rambam puts it not just averos, but we would be minade them. Ma'akiv es harabim milasos mitzvah. Some of them are general, but some of them are specific averos, like this one. If you cause people to be ochal kachim bachutz. Continue. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Buon, B'shem Rav, Zosa Meres. What do you see from this whole discussion of Dimakulas? You gotta be careful. Sha'asir la'adam lo malachavei. A person shouldn't say to their friend, Halacha es hamos, here's some money. Vitzei v'kach lecha bahem basal ha'pesach. Can you go buy me some meat for Pesach? Even though you meet it for the holiday of Pesach, and, you know, the person understands it that way, but it still looks bad. It looks like you're getting meat for Korban Pesach, which would be outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Tos machlokas rashi tosfos on daf nun gimel, whether this is only when the animal's still alive, so it's before, so theoretically you could make that Korban Pesach, tosfos. Rashi says even if it's shachut. But what should you say rather? Aval omer hulo halachas amos halalu vitzei v'kachli bohem basar litzlos. Please go get me some meat to roast. That's it. Don't mention the word Pesach, and in that way you won't run into problems. Okay? We'll stop here.